This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, so folks are fighting back, including people arrested for just being in the Capitol. They're going after the people that led the FBI to them, who they saw with earpieces and guns at the Capitol. See the full videos and everything at InfoWars.com. Man confronted after being removed from January 6th FBI's most wanted list by someone being sent to prison for no reason. Humanity's fighting back. Here it is.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kyle Clifton. Today we are going to confront in person another alleged January 6th federal informant who was seen at the Capitol with a firearm and an earpiece. There have only been a total of three names that were quietly removed without any reason from the FBI list, and they refused to comment on it. I last confronted Ray Epps, number 16. Today we will confront Luke Robinson, number 343. Luke Robinson was recently identified by my good friend who joins us here today, MJ from the JFK Report. Hey, guys. The crazy thing is that MJ here actually knows Luke from previous activism done throughout Arizona with our good friend Ethan Schmidt. MJ was indicted for being involved in J6 within 10 days of meeting Luke here in Arizona. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Today, MJ and I have set up a sting operation where I'll be going undercover to purchase a bicycle from him, and instead we'll be asking him questions that everyday Americans want to know. Before we get to the video, I want everyone to know that I personally reject the agenda that J6 was a complete federal psyop. I recognize that the J6 event was one of the most patriotic events in American history. To the political prisoners and everyone who attended, you are heroes to our people. Now we will begin the video.
The first time the back has to be cool.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Why were we removed from 343 on the FBI wanted list?
I don't know. Can I talk to you after this?
Hey, man. Let's talk. Hey, man. We got...
Can you please wait a second?
We don't want to do it. We just want to know what's going on, man. We can help you out. We want to help you. We need to figure out what's going on.
Hold on a second. I'm making a sale right now.
Are you a federal informant?
No.
Were you a crisis actor?
No, I wasn't.
Did you make a deal with the feds to spy on me because they had a firearm on you?
I didn't.
On January 6th?
Can you please rely on me for a second?
We just want to know what's going on, because there's a lot of stuff right now with Ray Epps. Do you know Ray Epps? Do you know him personally? Ray Epps?
No.
Because we knew you were at the Capitol, and we weren't sure if...
you had an earpiece and a firearm, man. You had a firearm on federal property. That's serious stuff. I got charged with a misdemeanor for parading a picket, and that's a firearm, man. And I met you 10 days after the FBI came to my house on April 3rd.
Okay.
I mean, what's going on, man? All right, yeah.
What's with the earpiece at the Capitol? Who were you talking to?
I'll see you guys later.
Who were you talking to, though?
I actually want
to
buy this bike or not.
No, thank you.
For sure.
Who were you talking to at the Capitol of the earpiece?
See you guys later.
Hey, man, we're just trying to figure out what's going on. Luke Robinson, number 343, removed from the FBI wanted list. 10 days after the 10 days after the FBI came to my house, I met Luke on April 3rd, 2021. And 2 weeks ago, I found out Luke Robinson was removed from 343 on the FBI most wanted list. And he's a nice guy. We just want to know what's going on. He had a firearm on him on federal property and an earpiece, and he was removed from the Capitol. We don't know what's going on, brother, but we just want to figure it out. If you're in serious stuff, you got to get a lawyer. You need to figure it out, man. We want you to be safe. I know who you are.
Are you cooperating with the FBI?
I just don't really want to talk.
Why'd they remove you from the list?
I'm good.
They've only removed three names.
Go on, what?
They've only removed three names from the FBI list. We're not sure why they removed you, why they removed Ray Epps.
We're praying for you, Luke. We're praying for you.
That's good. The full video, there's more, is on InfoWars.com, this article. But the globalists have bit off more than they can chew. But I want to be clear, whether you're in the government or corporation or the FBI or the Army, we don't blame everybody that's in these agencies. But the people at the top are having them do things that are illegal and are wrong. And our human intelligence, legally and lawfully, will defeat you. So it's just better to stop all this now and join humanity and fix the country. My God, you don't want to be on the side of the drag queen story time and USA Today promoting pedophilia. I mean, just come on, folks. Come home to America. Come home to victory. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air. And the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And remember, everyone, do what you can to support InfoWars because they're locking down the truth everywhere, every place, in every way. I want to start off with the markets. Well, they closed today, but they've been having not a happy new year. And there's a reason for it, and that is interest rates are going up. Now, let's go back to a year ago. We had this guy, the Fed head, Jerome Powell, BSing to everybody that... Don't you worry about inflation. It's only temporary. And then we heard him say it was only transitory. Or is it transgendatory? I'm not too sure because it's all BS anyway. So we can make up anything we want. And Janet Yellen was yelling it out as well. There he is. Powell. Again, you look at this Fed scam before I go any further. You got that little low-life, arrogant boy down there in Texas. Yeah, what was his name? Kaplan. Yeah, Kraplin. Playing the markets on the inside. Oh, and I'm going to retire now. Playing millions of dollars. Knowing what the Fed was going to say and then playing it before they said it. Oh, we got the guy up here in Massachusetts over here, too. Rosengren. Oh, I'm not feeling good now. I think I'll retire, too, from the Fed because I got caught doing inside dealing, too. And then that other lowlife. Oh, calm down, Celente. They're Federal Reserve. Yeah. Federal crap. What's his name? Clarida, whatever his name is. Yeah, the other Fed head. He just got caught playing the markets as well. Oh, I'm going to retire early. I made my millions. I'm going to retire early. And all you plantation workers of Slavelandia, go back to work. Fed. Remember, it was Christmas time. Remember that? I know we only have to talk about how retail sales did, but it was about the birth of Jesus Christ. Yeah, the Jesus Christ that made a whip and became violent to drive the money changers out of the temple. Yeah, that's right. The Goldman Sachs gang. The Merrill Lynch mob. The Citigroup. Same murderers. Yep. Became violent. So don't tell me I shouldn't be angry when I see what they're doing to the people now, just as they did it before. So going back to the lying little Powell, they knew interest rates are going up. They're keeping them low because to artificially prop up the markets. The bigs. Remember, when I was a young guy, a lot of years ago, There were drug stores, stationery stores, hardware stores, grocery stores. Screw the stores. Put all the little people out of business. Now we have chains. Grocery chains. Hardware chains. Stationery chain. Grocery chain. Chains. All we are plantation workers of Slavelandia into the chains because with these low interest rates, there you go. Gone forever. The low interest rates allows the bigs, the Black Rocks and the Black Stones, all these hedge funds, private equity groups, buying up everything. When I was a young guy, they didn't exist. It borrowed money for nothing. For nothing. Merger and acquisition activity last year, 2021, highest on record. Stock buybacks? Yeah, you buy back the stock, supply and demand. But, yeah, $10 trillion. $10 trillion under management. One company. The bigs are in control. Oh, also, did you see the latest numbers with the billionaires getting billions richer? Yeah. So they know the interest rates, they know inflation's going up. They're artificially keeping interest rates low because these are the same lying pieces of scum crap, whether it's, there we go, 10 richest billionaires double their wealth during pandemic. And it wasn't a pandemic. It's a lockdown by politicians. Anyway, going back, merger and acquisition activity, stock buyback, supply and demand brings the price of stocks up. Where do the little people put their money? Once upon a time, you put it in the bank and you got interest on it. Screw you. You're not getting any interest. Again, these are the liars that I was saying that told us when inflation rate goes over 2%, we're going to raise interest rates. Over 2%? What is it in Europe? 5%? And you got negative rates? What is it in America? 6.8, 7%? And you haven't raised it in a year? Going back to why the markets are going down. Because interest rates are going up. But even if they raise them three times and bring in a 0.75 Fed rate, let's go back to where inflation is. Inflation is over 6.8%. According to John Williams' shadow stats, it's around 15%. So what you actually have is negative interest rates. The economy's not going to go down until interest rates, I believe, hit above 1.5%. And that might not happen this year. As for inflation, it's going to keep going. And if you don't believe me, look at oil prices. Brent crude oil prices in 2021 were up 50%. They went down a bit in late November and December. But guess what? They're back up again. The J.P. Morgan Chase gang is estimating that oil may hit $125 a barrel. Okay? If it goes over $100 a barrel, you're going to see a replay of what happened back in 2007, 2008, when the markets were going up, oil prices were going up, went over $100 a barrel, boom, the end. And the end is going to come. It's a criminal gang that's running the show. As George Carlin said, the great comedian, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And by the way, I know his brother Patrick very well. He used to actually do trends things for me as well. It's one big club and you ain't in it.
Again, you saw the numbers with a BlackRock. $10 trillion. $10 trillion. When I was a young guy, these things weren't allowed. Private equity groups, hedge funds, did not exist. So what do you do? I don't give financial advice, but gold, silver, and Bitcoin are the way I see it. GSB. By the way, great interview with Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. Go to his channel, Rich Dad, and put Salenti in. I'll show you more of what's going on in the future. We're going to be back in a little bit. Before I go, I want to really make this clear 100%. You better do all you can to support InfoWars and put your money where your heart and mind is, because they're going to take this thing down. And when they go down, they're going to take us out with them. They'll call us anti-government people. Yeah, I got to be for them. How dare you? How dare you question the government? That's how low we've gone. We're going to be right back. Remember, support InfoWars.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, thanks for having me on the Alex Jones Show, and thanks, great crew. Thanks for putting up these photos. The ones that they show, that's my office. This is upstairs in the office, and that's downstairs. That's my entire office, my other staff in another building over here. But I create my own world because I want to hide from this crazy one that exists. And all the plants that you see, I take care of all of them. Anyway, I was talking about before about, yeah, there they are. Yeah, there's over about 300 plants in this entire office. My desk is behind. You can't see it at all, but yeah. There it is. Anyway, I was talking about the rigged game. And this is from the Financial Times on the 15th. Washington agonizes over allowing the powerful to trade on Wall Street. Agonizing? They could give a damn. In mid-December, Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Speaker of the House of Representatives, brushed off calls for legislation to ban trading by members of Congress with a throwaway comment, "We are a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that." In a most recent Open Secrets data from 2018, says Pelosi's net worth is $114.6 million, making her the seventh wealthiest member of Congress at the time. All right. $114 million. Again, it's one big club and you ain't in it. She's a daddy's girl. That's right. Her daddy was mayor of Baltimore at the height of the hype. And what do you have? You have seven other lawmakers, little lying pieces of garbage lawmakers that are even worth more than her, or in that category. In the past 2 years, U.S. lawmakers, including Richard Burr, the North Carolina Republican, Repulsivekin senator, has been accused of improperly trading on confidential information. And it goes on, three federal officials who I mentioned. Chris Collins, a former Republican member of Congress, was convicted and sentenced to jail in January 2020 for participating in a scheme to commit insider trading before being pardoned by Donald Trump. Isn't that great? Commit a crime and they pardon you. But for we the little people, yeah, we're going 7 miles over the speed limit. Get out of your car. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. You're 0.0 over the limit over here. They handcuff you and throw you in jail, but the criminals get pardoned. So that's going on, man. It's right in front of your eyes. Right in front of your eyes. According to a poll released this month by Convention of States, 76% of Americans believe members of Congress and their spouses have an unfair edge in financial markets, with just 5% saying they should be allowed to trade. It's disgusting what's going on. I mentioned about the lying little Fed freaks. Financial Times. 4-decade high for U.S. inflation fuels Fed fears over job recovery. Yep. 7% year-on-year raise in consumer prices. They knew this was happening all along. So the question is going to be, what does it mean, what's next, and what to do about it? There's going to be a slowdown. Here's my forecast. They got to bring down inflation. It's not going down on its own. And what they don't talk about is they say it's all because of supply chain disruptions. Oh, once upon a time, America didn't have supply chain disruptions when we used to have Made in America. Now the supply chain is from communist China and communist Vietnam. Yeah, the communists that they taught us to hate and go to war with my generation against the Vietnam War. And now we import, there's our number two importer of clothes and shoes. Going back to the supply chains, that's only part of it. The bigger part is all the cheap money that they've dumped into the system, going back to negative and zero interest rate policies in the ECB in the United States. That's what's driving inflation up. What's driving inflation up is all that money they pumped in to fight the COVID war that the bigs got, the airlines, the big restaurants, yeah, and all the money that they got. Oh, and the people didn't work, the money that they got. That's what's driving it up. So, here's my forecast. They're going to do what they did when Reagan was president and inflation was skyrocketing. They ratcheted up interest rates really high. Slowed down the economy. Went into a recession. Back then, in 1984, I bought 38 acres of land in Rhinebeck, New York, with an old house on 8.5 of those acres, or three parcels, for $28,000. That's how down it was. And then, before the elections, they radically lowered interest rates, and boom, the stock market took off again. Only to crash in 87. I forecast they're going to do the same thing. They're going to tighten interest rates. They're going to slow down the economy. Things are going to go down. They got to bring inflation down. You know, going to bring inflation down. And then before the elections in 2024, the presidential elections, midterms, they don't care about the midterms. They care about the presidential election. I mean, they care about it, but not as much as the presidential election. They'll slow it down, and then they'll speed it up. So then everybody will be happy as the stock markets keep going up again, and the phony boom again reignites. That's my trend forecast. Inflation, they're going to quiet it down. And when inflation goes lower, so too are gold and silver and Bitcoin. But they're going to go up when the economy goes down, because people are going to be looking for safe haven assets, and things are going to get tough, very tough. We're going through a period that's unprecedented in human history. Who would have ever believed with the COVID war, and who would believe what they're doing now? The worst is yet to come. Prepare, prevail, to prosper. We're going to be right back with some more information.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, hey, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. I know, looks like it's New Year's, right? Well, I know New Year's a little bit over, but it's really not. Not because of the date, but because of what you can get from InfoWars with their massive savings on game-changing New Year's specials. That's right, from InfoWars Life, you get up to 50% off. And the new year, of course, is upon us, and it really is time to reevaluate your approach to your supplement routine with these InfoWars Life Essentials. You got Survival Shield X2, that's back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, limited supply.
You get 25% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Alpha Power. And that's limited supply. You get 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus. It's coming back soon. 50% off. You better sign up and get it now and get on the wait list. So take advantage of these huge sales today and get the InfoWars Life New Year's specials to save up to 50% off. And you can start your year with a bang today at InfoWarsStore.com. Think about it. All of these natural products, all of these products that help build you, get you stronger, build your immune system. Again, the first book I worked on many, many years ago, before it was even a popular word, was natural healing. Think about it. Not a peep from the prostitutes or the politicians. You want to fight the COVID? Get in the best health you can. Build up your immune system. Get strong. No. The only way that you can survive is to get that Operation Warp Speed injection. Again, I'll only speak for myself. I believe in natural healing. And InfoWars has a lot of the products that you can use. And moving on to some other issues here. I call the New York Times, they call themselves the paper of record. I call them the toilet paper of record. And they have the arrogance to write, right in their headline, all the news that's fit to print. Oh, what we print isn't important, only what you print. There we are, the toilet paper of record. All the news is fit to print? You look at this thing. It's a joke. Yeah. That's a page. Sunday's paper. $5. $5 for this. No, excuse me. I don't want to get caught lying. $6. Look at this. Look at all these photos. Yeah. Look at this. You know why? Because newspapers, since 2008, they fired about 26% of the journalists. The newspapers have shrunk to nothing. So they're filling them up with stupid pictures. What do I care about looking at this? What do I care about looking at this mug? What is this telling me? Nothing. So, going back to the... This is important. Maskless and inaccurate on the bench. Oh, maskless and inaccurate on the bench. So, the way the headline reads is somebody's maskless and that person's inaccurate. And this is by David Leonhardt. When the Supreme Court justices emerged from the red drapes at the front of the courthouse last Friday and took their seats to hear arguments about President Biden's vaccine mandate, all but one of the justices were wearing masks. The exception was Justice Neil Gorsuch. Goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Justice Gorsuch had to know that his masklessness could make other justices uncomfortable. On and on and on. Now, inaccurate, right? Down here, near the end of the article, it gets to the inaccurate part. Making the case of mandates, Justice Sotomayor first noted that COVID cases were surging and hospitals were near capacity. She then turned her attention to children. Quote, we have over 100,000 children, which we never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators, end quote. Now, we have been saying that this was BS from the beginning. Now, this is much later. The Times writes about it, buries it on page 18 in the bottom of the article. He goes on to say, the last sentence is simply untrue. PolitiFact called it way off. Kaya Himmelman or something of the Dispatch described it as false and misleading. And even CNN made a significant false claim. The Washington Post fact checker called it wildly incorrect. You ready? Fewer than 5,000 U.S. children were in the hospitals with COVID in the past week. Not 100,000, fewer than 5,000. You ready? And many fewer were in serious condition or on ventilators. Some of the hospitalized children probably had incidental cases of the virus, meaning they'd been hospitalized for other reasons and tested positive while there. COVID is overwhelmingly mild in children. Consider these numbers. Over the past week, about 870 children were admitted to hospitals with COVID, according to the CDC. By comparison, more than 5,000 children visit emergency rooms each week as sports injuries for bronchitis during a typical January week. More than 1,000 hospitalized for that. All right? There are the facts. Okay. The children are mild. Why are you getting them vaccinated? First, look at the Supreme Court, a supreme jerk spewing out this crap and making decisions. And then they sold out, and now healthcare workers, people working in hospitals, have to get the vaccination. A moron making these statements. And how come that should be the headline news? That should be the front page. You got it? Not Supreme Court, supreme jerk. A supreme jerk spewing out propaganda. And you're making a decision that affects me? Get this straight, everybody. All you politicians and all you supreme justices, your political hacks, and your work for us. We pay you. We pay you, the governed. Oh, not anymore. Not in America. Not in the USSA. We got the dictators telling us what to do. Look at them. A freak show in front of you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting you done.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yep, that great artwork by Anthony Friedo at Trends Journal Magazine. Chock full of nuts. And that's what it is. And that's what it'll all become. As Alex was saying, you know, we've lost our freedom. And things are just getting worse. So, again, if you want to subscribe to the Trends Journal, it's trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com. Last week's edition was this week's. Last week's new one's coming out tomorrow. 160 pages, no ads. We're giving all the information that we can do to give people to help them prepare, prevail, and prosper in these days ahead. It's the only magazine that tells you what's going on, what it means, and what's next. Imagine, no trends magazines. Look what happened at the beginning of the, at the end of the new year and the beginning of the new year. All they talked about was what happened in 2021. And how about what's going to happen in 2022? Well, we won't talk about that. We're too stupid. So we're just going to go back to 2021. So anyway, trendsjournal.com. And do what you can to support us as well, because the more we get, the more we do. Alex is also talking about the pesticides and all the things that are poisoning us. They keep the numbers year after year. We're going into year two or year three. It was 2 years now in February that they launched. Like, actually, the COVID war was launched just around this time back in 2020.
on Chinese Lunar New Year 2020. So it's 2 years ago. Now we're going into the third year. And our magazine cover back then was coronavirus, 106 dead in China, 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this stuff for? Anyway, going back, going into our third year, so what they do is they keep putting the numbers up. How many people died of the virus? And now over a period of 2 years, they keep those numbers up. So I went to Our World in Data, and I typed in, how many people die from air pollution? The authors estimate that in total, 8.8 million die prematurely due to air pollution every year. All right? Why do you think they wear those masks in China that we used to make fun of? Because of the air pollution. About 1.5 million a year die there. But another million die plus in India. So all the crap that they're putting in the air and the pesticides they're putting in our food, in our water, all the chemicals. Nobody talks about that, the chemicals. And all what they're doing to our food. Again, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about how Mexico didn't let a couple of thousand boxes of Kellogg's cereals come in because they were using promotions that they didn't want it because they're trying to cut back on obesity and overweight in Mexico. So they said that this was bad, and they're prohibiting that kind of advertising. So I'm reading the article. And they're talking about how terrible it is in Mexico with the weight issue and what the government is doing to stop these big corporations from pumping junk into the system. And it came out with a number that 73% of Mexicans are overweight. They beat America by 1%. 72% of Americans are overweight and 40% obese. And then when you look at the data, again, only looking at the data of who's dying from the virus, according to the CDC, 78% of the people that would have been hospitalized are either obese or overweight. You look at what this country used to be and what it's become, and it's a whole different world. You look at the pictures back, like when I was a young guy and the Woodstock was going on. And by the way, Michael Lang, who I knew, wonderful guy, who was the top guy to put Woodstock together, just passed away. He was only 77. You look at the photos of the people there in Woodstock, you don't see what they just showed there. It's all this junk that people are eating. So again, it goes back to support InfoWars, and you're not giving away money, you're doing stuff to help yourself. Because the better shape you're in, the better you're going to survive mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. If you're in that kind of shape as a young person, you can't live happily ever after. No way, no how. So again, you look at the numbers, 8.8 million died prematurely due to air pollution, but don't worry about it. COVID will kill you. I'm going to give you my forecast. This COVID war is going to wind down a lot by the end of March, mid-April. They're going to quiet it down. It's destroying lives and livelihoods around the world by the hundreds of millions, if not billions. The protests that are going on now in France, in Germany, they're really taking off, Austria, Netherlands. The people aren't going to stop. They're going to cut back on this. And I'll tell you where it's going to go to. From the COVID war to climate change. Climate change is going to be the new hysteria. Until the drug companies want to sell more, the drug lords want to sell more of their products, so it'll start scaring us again. Mandatory vaccinations for all, by the way, that's going back now. And by the way, if you don't get a vaccination in Austria, you're fined. I think it's like $4,000 a year. And they just came out with a fine, too, in Greece. I think it's like people over 50 or 60, if you're not vaccinated, you're fined. Same thing in France. They're forcing people over 50 or 60 to get the booster shots. Now, let's go back to the facts. When they sold the vax or the inoculation, they said it had a 96% efficacy rate. That's a fact. The Israeli Health Ministry last year brought it down to 39%. And now they're telling you to get the boosters. So what they're going to do is people will be used to getting the shots every year. I think they're going to ease off on this because it's killing the global economy. China and the United States, the trade deficit in the U.S., boom, 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 another high. All of this BS about the trade deals with China under Trump, nowhere, no how. Very important, I'm going to mention this. There's an article about Beijing doubles down on self-sufficiency. This is from the 15th of January in the Wall Street Journal. I note this because what's one of our top trends in 2022? Self-sufficiency. China's going into what they call a dual circulation economy. They know that, yes, they'll depend on exports, but they have 1.4 billion people. So buy made in China, not made anywhere else. I mentioned to you how the style and the shape of America is going downhill. You're not buying the Western sounds and styles and feels and emotions and looks anymore. They're buying made in China. Self-sufficiency, again, is one of our top trends that we put out over a month ago. And now you're seeing it in the headlines. It's the only way America could come back is a self-sufficient economy. And people, what should we do? To me, it's very simple. Put back in place the trade regulations and tariffs you had before they did away with them, particularly under Bill Slimy, Slick, Willie Clinton, before there was a NAFTA. And that's it. And made in China. And that's all we have here. And we, once upon a time, when I was a kid, made in China, they used to get the Chinese, you know, dishes. Oh, China, made in China. Not anymore. So the future is self-sufficiency. Again, that's what we do with the Trends Journal. It's not about what we like, what we want, what we wish for. It's what is. And China's doing it. The 20th century was the American century. The 21st century, unless we change it around, is going to be the Chinese century. Because the business of America has been war. The business of China is business. So, do what you can to support InfoWars, trendsjournal.com, and check me out on Rich Dad. See you next week.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.